Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we've already got callers lining up to talk to Colonel Craig Roberts from as far away as the United Kingdom. So, Moogies, you'll be up first for Colonel Roberts. The toll-free number to join us on air in this hour is 1-800-259-9231. We got a lot to talk about, but I'll try to start sprinkling some of your calls in by the end of the next segment, in about 15 minutes or so. 1-800-259-9231. Colonel Roberts, you're right up my alley with this two-part series you wrote for newswithviews.com. We have it up on Infowars.com right now. And that's martial law coming to a neighborhood near you. I mean, we've heard all these years of the foreign troops and all these years of martial law. It's going to happen because we went to the urban warfare drills. We had sources like yourself in the military. We knew this was being prepared. But now they're really announcing it every night on the news to try to get us ready. But I talked to the police and the military. They're not about to go along with it. And more people than ever are waking up. What do you see happening? Kind of condense and boil down those articles.
Well, we've had several things that we call intelligence indicators pop up in the last few years. And one, of course, we've talked about this before, one of the biggest concerns that does not make any sense whatsoever, should be the big flag in the sky, is as we're supposed to be in this war on terrorism, yet we do nothing to block our borders or our seaports. At the same time, we've got China, who's basically moved into our hemisphere. We've given them, basically, through the Panamanian government, the Panama Canal, and I can guarantee, in my opinion, I guarantee that Jimmy Carter knew where this thing was going when he signed the legislation.
Well, in 2000, the Republicans had a chance to block it and get it, and they didn't lift a finger.
Well, those are Washington, D.C. Republicans. That's a whole different breed of cat. They're no different than the Democrats. They just work slower. But we've got the Chinese who set up the biggest ocean transshipment place in the world in Freeport in the Bahamas, 80 miles off the coast of Florida. And they've got the biggest cranes there that there is for moving sea lift containers on and off these container ships. They've got stacks of these things every place. COSCO, which is the China Ocean Shipping Company, is now the biggest maritime transshipment organization in the world. They got the biggest fleet with the biggest boats. China is building amphibious assault craft, landing craft.
Yeah, that's right. It just came out that they're not spending $30 billion a year on weapons. They're spending at least $100 billion. Well, secret arms race.
Well, that's what it is, and what they're doing. They're buying everything that the Russians are getting rid of, and they're not only equipping themselves, they're equipping the North Koreans and I guess probably some other allies.
But let's be clear. The globalists are all behind this and love it.
Well, that's absolutely true. You know, you got to have an army from someplace, and you got to get it supplied. So we use Walmart to fund these guys so they can build stuff they can use against us.
So it's not going to happen like Red Dawn. It's going to be, come in, we love you, they're the saviors.
Henry Kissinger, back in during the L.A. riots, mentioned who could help out, in that situation when we tried to get National Guard troops and they pulled Marines up from Camp Pendleton. He said, right now we couldn't use foreign troops, and I'm paraphrasing. He says, Americans would not welcome foreign troops on our soil right now, but the day will come when they will welcome foreign troops with open arms. Now, that's kind of a chilling thought. When back then we'd say, no way, it's not going to happen. But look what's happening now. We've got Barry McCaffrey, who went through the CASQ course at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, gave a speech, and he said he came out of the...
You had family at that speech.
Yes, I did. And my young nephew, who's a captain, called me, and he said, this guy was introduced as a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and so I started taking notes, because he'd been raised right. And he said he told us that with the build-down of the military being what it is today, and I love that word, build-down, that's when the Clintons were destroying the military, he said, should we get committed on a two-ocean war or on two fronts overseas or more, we will have, and should a national emergency occur at home, we will have no one to handle it. We'll be forced to call upon foreign assets to patrol our streets.
UN General McKenzie said that exact statement on Nightline 7 days after 9/11. I saw it.
It's coming.
Well, we're going to come back. I want to recap this, get into more detail, and then take some calls and talk about a host of issues. My good buddy, a great expert on the New World Order, Colonel Craig Roberts. Stay with us. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv, RifleWarrior.com. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
You can live for weeks without food and days without water, but without oxygen, you would be dead in minutes. Oxygen is truly the breath of life. Where oxygen is abundant, disease cannot live. But where oxygen is deficient, disease will thrive. Are you getting enough oxygen? If you spend much time indoors or live in an urban area, you're probably oxygen deficient and don't even know it. This makes you vulnerable to all types of chronic disease, as well as undue emotional stress. Clearly, increasing your body's oxygen level without negative side effects is critical to attaining good health and a sense of well-being. This is especially true for smokers, those with respiratory disorders, athletes, and all health-minded individuals. The Unmedical Miracle Oxygen is a book that will show you safe, easy ways to increase your body's oxygen level. Get it now for just $14.95 with free shipping by clicking the blue and white oxygen banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We got 51 and a half minutes left in this transmission. A ton of news to cover. We're going to get Colonel Craig Roberts' take on a lot of it. We're talking about martial law, and he was paraphrasing a quote earlier. This quote, I have this in my book, 9/11, Descent into Tyranny, on page 7. Today, America would be outraged if UN troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. Tomorrow, they will be grateful. This is especially true if they were told that there were an outside threat from beyond, whether real or promulgated, that threatened our very existence. It is then that all peoples of the world will plead to deliver them from this evil. The one thing every man fears is the unknown. When presented with this scenario, individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guarantee of their well-being granted to them by the world government. Dr. Henry Kissinger, Bilderberg Conference, Evian, France, 1991. Don't forget this George Bush quote on December 18, 2000, CNN. If this were a dictatorship, it would be a heck of a lot easier, just so long as I'm the dictator. In fact, why don't you find that clip, Scott? I want to play that in a few minutes. Find the dictator quote of Bush, if you can. And I've got about 50 of these quotes here in my book. Here's Prince Philip. I must confess that I am tempted to ask for reincarnation as a particularly deadly virus to adjust the cull or the size of the surplus human population. That's his own book, and it just goes on and on. It is the sacred principles enshrined in the United Nations Charter to which the American people will henceforth pledge their allegiance. President George Herbert Walker Bush addressing the General Assembly of the United Nations 1992. Yeah, go ahead and play our esteemed president. Here he is.
But that's okay. If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
But then he came out and actually proposed it. And again, folks, I'm not getting partisan on this. Bush, Clinton, they're all frontmen puppets with a big financial interest behind them. And they'll remove Bush like birdcage liner, put somebody in new, and everybody, oh, it's okay, but the martial law will roll forward. This is a process. And America is the big prize by the globalists. They want to get rid of the middle class. If they can bring this country down, they will have the engine to take over the planet. Only America stands in their way, and this is not a joke. Foreign troops were brought in to police America. Foreign troops, Mexican, Dutch, the exact people I've videoed at urban warfare training drills, practicing to take your guns and admitting that it's for America. That's why it's so important to get my film, Martial Law. A pretty timely title. Martial Law is a miniseries, 3 hours long. It details the takeover plan, the Martial Law plan, how they carried out 9/11, why they carried out 9/11, and then it gets into the ideology that drives it all and how to stop them. Please get it. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. Order hard copies on VHS or DVD via the safe, secure online shopping cart, or call toll-free to get Martial Law. It needs to be seen. Big discounts when you get multiple copies. A lot of new specials and discounts we're offering today because I want to get this material out. We got a lot of new specials, so when you go to the website, be sure and look at those specials when you're on the shopping cart, InfoWars.com, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Going back to Colonel Roberts, Craig, there was your quote right there.
Well, you know, it looks like Kissinger must have had a report of Iron Mountain stuck in his back pocket when he talks about enemies real or imagined, because the report from Iron Mountain goes into that, everything from, the barbarian at the gate across the border to UFOs, whatever scares the public, you know, that's all we need, and then we can do whatever we want.
And today it's the bird flu or it's the hurricanes. You know, I had Ben Livingston, the father of, when you were down in the bush in Vietnam, he was the guy directing the planes, creating huge storms and flooding the Viet Cong on the Ho Chi Minh Trail. They conclusively controlled and weakened hurricanes with that technology. Stanford did studies. It was documented. But they won't let them deal with the hurricanes today.
Well, you know, now that you mention that, if you look at the Sante raid, where the Air Force was going to fly in and rescue American POWs in North Vietnam at Sante, and they went through a giant preparation stage, training, buying equipment, keeping it top secret, practicing the raid in Florida, doing the whole bit. A good friend of mine flew the lead helicopter on that raid. And when they got there, what happened was all the POWs had been evacuated out of that prison because the water had come up. And the reason the water had come up is because the CIA had been seeding the clouds with all kinds of stuff and creating such a monsoon that it flooded the whole area and didn't tell anybody. So, you know, yeah, that weather control happened in Vietnam. They were experimenting with all kinds of stuff along that line, and that was just using chemicals and, you know, the iodide and all that kind of stuff. Where now, you know, you get into the atmospheric heating and the redirection of wind currents and so on. I've never in my life seen this many hurricanes in a 2-year period. Well, the other day they came on television, they said, well, this is a normal cycle. We've looked back at our records and we're just back into a high hurricane season cycle. And I'm going, well, in the last 50 years that I can remember, I've never seen a cycle.
No, this is broken the record, this new hurricane. 75 years ago they had this many hurricanes, but none of them were this strong. And these things are not taking paths they've ever taken before. They're not behaving in ways. They're forming second eyes. But listen, we know by the guy that ran the operations for the Naval Weapons Lab, we know by the guy that ran the operations in Vietnam that they can stop these hurricanes right now with the old technology, Colonel.
Well, whether they can or can't, the issue is, if one comes ashore, how can they capitalize on it? Not how can they, you know, fix it afterwards?
Mr. Livingston openly said they're going to make more money and get more control off of letting them come ashore.
Well, absolutely. And not only the economy gets a boost. It's just like going to war. You lose a lot, but you gain more. You gain more in technology, you gain more in sales, you gain more in production, you gain more in manufacturing, you gain more in moving products around with transportation. That stuff happens anytime you have an emergency like this, not only here, but anywhere in the world. You know, we send all this help to tsunami victims and earthquake victims and stuff like that. Well, money's got to change hands. And somebody is going to make a profit off of it, and that's how that stuff works. But what scares me is we as a nation right now are no longer this, superpower. We are so vulnerable, we're down on our knees, we are wide open.
Terrorism was the perfect trap to get us to overextend, and again, it's all being run out of Washington.
It is, and we've got Washington. When you go to them, you go to the White House and you say, hey, George, what are you doing to stop the Southwest border incursion? What are you doing to round up these, not only the illegal aliens, but the Islamic terrorists and these Salvadoran street gang members with automatic weapons and bombs. And
who are killing cops.
Yeah, who are, you know, this is a clear and present danger. This is a threat. This isn't imagined. This is not Tom Clancy here. It's happening today, George. What are you going to do about it? And you get no answer.
But it shows out of sight, out of mind. There have been 600-plus deaths in the first 8 months of this year. I quit counting 2 months ago. They've shut down the U.S. Embassy, rocket attacks, car bombings in Dallas, MS-13 in Los Zetas, admittedly CIA-controlled, running around controlling the drug trade. And cops I talked to aren't even worried about it because the news didn't tell them to worry about it. Can you imagine if Al-Qaeda had killed 600 people, including over 15 police?
Well, it's, you know... We sit here and we work on the information we've got. And if the 6 o'clock news doesn't tell us what the problem is, then obviously there is not a problem. And, you know, you and I both know that a man is never a prophet in his own village. We can talk to our family and our friends and our neighbors and they think we're wackos, but we can travel halfway across the country and we're experts. And that's one of the questions that I get when I write these articles like this last one with News with Views. I get an email all the time that say, well, yes, but what do we do about it? And I know you get that question too. Well, there's a lot of things that we can do about it. Is it effective? I don't know. But you can't just sit around and put your head in the sand. You can't sit on the couch and just go, oh, my, my. You've got to do something, even if it's educate one or two other people on what's
going
on.
Well, it's a process. But, I mean, tell us what these special forces you talk to. I mean, they know about the gun confiscation plans. They know about it now. What are they saying?
Well, there were different questions asked very subtly through the years since 1990. If things really got bad in this country and it turned into anarchy and we had a national emergency and things broke down and we had to go disarm the civilians before they hurt themselves, would you go help us disarm the civilians? And, of course, the question was put in different ways. We had the Cunningham survey that happened out in California.
And that acts as conditioning.
Well, it does to a point, but it also gives them a lot of feedback on these surveys as to would our troops obey orders that were given to go and basically violate posse comitatus, if we establish martial law, go house to house and do search and seizure and so on. And the resounding answer of over 90% of the people was simply, no, that's our families. And besides, I've got guns at home. And I know what's going on, and I'm not going to do that. This country was built on the right to bear arms.
It was built on guns.
And we're not going to do it. So with that information, I said, okay, no problem. Forget we even asked. Because what that told the globalists was, we can't use the American troops at home.
And see, now we've had Mexican, we've had Dutch, we've had British. Now the deals have been signed 2 years ago. Now, oh yeah, they've been here before, and then they'll be here again, a little more. And now we've got foreign cops here in these exchange programs who are openly going around helping to arrest. And, oh, we've done that. Oh, we see the conditioning?
Well, I was talking to Marina Oswald Porter, who was Lee Harvey Oswald's widow. Really nice lady. Lives in Texas, not too far from you. And I was talking to her a few years ago, and she says, Mr. Roberts, she says, I am seeing in this country now what I saw in Russia. I said, what's that? She said, when it came time to disarm the people, what happened was they took the troops in the north, and they sent them to the very south of the country, which is like, you might as well go to a different country. And they took the troops from the south, and they sent them to the north, and they had them go to village and village and disarm everybody. She says, because they knew that they could not have the troops in the north disarm the people of the north because they wouldn't do it. That's their own people. And she said, now it's happening in this country. It's being set up for that. They will bring in other troops to do it, not yours. And she told me that 15 years ago.
All the old-timers 30 years ago, they were just going off the documents, though. This has always been the plan. People ask us, how did you know this would happen? How did you know? Now, Ron Paul's now talking about it. Because we had their own documents, didn't we, Colonel? We
had everything we needed, but no one wanted to believe anything. They said, well, it couldn't happen here. This is America.
We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
With the rising gasoline prices, war, and inflation on the horizon, you should be concerned about the purchasing power of your money. Since 1960, the U.S. dollar's lost 96% of its purchasing power. What can you do to protect your hard-earned money? Genesis Radio is proud to bring you the solution, the Silver Liberty Dollar. It's different from the U.S. dollar. It's 100% inflation-proof because it's 100% backed by real silver. It's already the second most popular currency in the U.S., with 100,000 people using it to protect their purchasing power. G. Edward Griffin, the author of The Creature from Jekyll Island, endorses and urges all Americans to get Silver Liberty Dollars and beat inflation today. Don't stand by and watch your hard-earned money lose value. Retain the purchasing power of your money by putting it into the moral, legal, and constitutional currency, the Silver Liberty Dollar. Visit www.libertydollar.org. That's www.libertydollar.org. Or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-639-3655.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
The globalists are in control because they're ruthless. Because they see us as cattle. Because they're willing to exercise their authority on us. Because we are too weak-minded to admit the full horror. It's time to grow up and face what we're looking at here and turn it around before it's too late. I believe it's Mungus in England. You're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, hello. My question is for the Colonel. The first question is, do you have any specific information, information regarding Bush being in the MKUltra program through your connections, etc.? My second question is...
Well, to be specific, do you mean that family, Bush Sr., CIA director, involved in MKUltra, or do you mean under MKUltra?
Under MKUltra. I'm sure the Colonel must have seen the movie Manchurian Candidate, where soldiers were, like, in under this program or something like that.
Yeah, okay, that's your first question. What's your second?
Yes, the second question is about cell phone calls in 911. Do you have a
show about the cell phone calls. I just got to say this on Discovery Channel, where they use the same cell phone calls for both planes.
Uh-huh. My specific question is, what's the max distance where the cell phone will work? My third and last question is, my third and last question is, like, more and more people are talking about the next terrorist attack, etc. So do you think, in your opinion, that these globalists are shifting their focus on hurricanes now that more and more people are talking about, these attacks being...
Oh, certainly. We know they issued fake terror alerts, and those didn't work anymore, so they backed off on a new thing. So, Craig, you want to answer those three questions?
Okay, I couldn't hardly hear him, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yeah, number one, we can hear you fine.
Okay, I lost your volume when they switched my line.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I got you. I turned you up. Go ahead.
No, it's just, do you think Bush is under some type of mind control? And then number two, how ridiculous is it saying cell phones work at 30,000 feet? And then the third question was about, since the terror isn't scaring us anymore, they've shifted into hurricanes.
Well, the first question is, Bush doesn't have to be any part of any of the mind control programs. Whether it's MK Ultra or any of the follow-on programs, Ultra is supposed to have ended in 1970 something, but that stuff's all been replaced with others. No, you don't have to at that level, because they believe in what they're doing and they're going to use those as tools. You don't have to worry about that. This guy's skull and bones. I mean, he's involved in all kinds of weird stuff.
Yeah, that's cultural mind control.
Yeah, well, yeah, because they're raised up that way in their families. They've got this superiority deal of us and them, and their education, their upbringing, their background is a mindset. And it's the value system that's taught to them. Just the same thing, you go to L.A. and you run into a street gang, they got a different mindset and a different value system, and they believe in doing things the way that they're...
Well, that's like the mafia. They all live with each other, go on vacation together. What they do seems normal.
Right, right. But it's not brought to them by others on the outside trying to control them because they're in positions of power and authority. They are in control, and this is the way they were brought up.
Yeah, what about the other questions about cell phones?
The cell phones, you're getting into the area I really don't know anything about.
Well, I looked at the studies. With a normal cell phone, you can't make calls from 30,000 feet. It's totally ridiculous.
Well, not the kind you carry on your hip. That's why they've got the airphones on the airplane, because they got a special antenna with a booster.
But it wasn't airphones that made the calls.
No, I realize. In a regular cell phone, I'm lucky to hit a cell phone tower a mile away, with my stuff. But I don't know how they could have done that as far as answering that one.
Yeah, and then what about the terror isn't working for them as well anymore, so now they're moving on to other fear-mongering.
Well, I think what it is, the terror works fine. It just has to be reinforced every once in a while. It says, yeah, see, we told you so, they're back. These globalists are they have a huge organization that's compartmentalized. They've got different tentacles of the octopus that do different things. One of it deals with terrorism, one of it deals with the economy, one of it deals with banks and money, one of it deals with biological stuff and population control, and you got the you get everything from the Bilderbergers have their thing, the Trilateralists have their other, but they're all tentacles on the same octopus. So they don't run out of assets and change their focus. What they'll do is they'll use something that's working, and then when that doesn't work, because we become numb to it.
Well, it's like a symphony.
Yeah, they just switch.
And you've got a director, but they're just adding more instruments.
Right. Every time we turn around, there's a different barbarian at the gate, and you have to have fear to get people off dead center to buy your program. The old Hegelian effect. And so if the terrorism deal gets to the point to where, okay, we'll take that in stride. And see, people get numb to things. When I was in Vietnam, we took combat in stride after a while. We figured, well, we're here, and we're probably not going to make it home anyway, so why worry about it? Well, when you get rid of the worry factor or the fear factor, then it's no longer relevant. It's just another day.
And they're aware of this. They call it issue fatigue.
Right.
They even go, hey, don't have issue fatigue. Terror is still a threat. Be scared. Give us all your freedom. We'll be right back with more calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sooner or later, we all have to face it. We live in dangerous times, and the more prepared we are, the better our chances are to survive them. The threat of a terrorist nuclear attack, a dirty bomb, or a nuclear power plant accident, or a nuclear waste spill is something we all face every day. That's why no family should be without the Nuke Alert. Small enough to fit on your keychain, the Nuke Alert monitors for dangerous radiation levels 24/7, and its long-life battery lasts for 10 years. It's made in the USA and is individually accuracy-tested. Your Nuke Alert will let you know if you're entering a contaminated area or if you're being exposed to hazardous levels of radiation. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Only $16 per year will protect your family for 10 years. And for a limited time, you'll also receive a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of preparedness information. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Nuke Alert. Isn't your family worth it?
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
We're going to go quickly to your calls, and I've got to keep you to one or two questions, folks, because if it takes 5 minutes to answer one, we're going to run out of time here, and I've got some other questions for Colonel Roberts, myself, but we'll be going back to your calls here in just a few minutes. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Before we go back to Colonel Roberts, and we'll tell you how to get some of his excellent books that I've learned a lot from, I'm carrying a new book in our video and bookstore at InfoWars.com. And I'm very, very proud of it. You can also call the toll-free number and get it, or send $24.95 in the mail and get a copy of it. It's Jim Tucker's Bilderberg Diary, full of documents, photos, graphs. I mean, he has been covering Bilderberg Group for almost 30 years. What is Bilderberg, and why does it matter? If you've ever heard the word Bilderberg, don't feel as though you're uninformed. Some of the best read, most widely traveled folks on the planet have no knowledge of the organization formerly known by its leadership and members as the Bilderberg Meetings. For more than 50 years, acting as a global ruling elite, Bilderberg's very name and activities remain largely hidden in the shadows despite its immense clout in directing world affairs, and that most of the heads of media go to it. And then for decades they would deny it exists and say you were a kook. Now you're a kook if you say it's bad. Although in 92, Larry Pope, the executive editor of the Asheville, North Carolina Citizen Times newspaper, told one of his readers in a letter that, to my knowledge, such an organization does not exist, and the media conspiracy to keep its existence a secret would be ludicrous. The evidence shows otherwise. Now, with the release of the Bilderberg Diary by veteran journalist James P. Tucker Jr., those who never known of Bilderberg will get a first-hand account of its history and its misdeeds. From the one journalist who has doggedly tailed the Bilderbergs all over the United States and Europe for the last quarter century plus, although the mass media in the United States, both print and broadcast, have determinedly suppressed news information about and the very existence of Bilderberg, Tucker has established himself as the world's foremost authority on Bilderberg, reporting on their intrigues in the pages of the D.C.-based American Free Press. And it goes on. This is just a great book. I'd read about half of it last week. We had him on. We were carrying it. I finally finished it last night, and it is an easy read, though it's a thick book. I mean, not too thick. And it's just full of just it's exciting. You need to have this book. Go to InfoWars.com to order it. Take advantage of some of the other deals we got on videos and books. Or call toll-free to get it, 1-888-253-3139. Here's that number, 888-253-3139. Or you can write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And while you're at it, get JPFO's Innocence Betrayed, a video that will deprogram any pro-gun person that thinks that Bush is good, and a video that will deprogram any anti-gun individual who doesn't realize what the Second Amendment's really all about. Or the USS Liberty video that we carry on DVD and VHS, documenting how the globalists carry out terror attacks with Israel on our own ship, try to blame Egypt. I mean, these are the type of videos and books we carry. You need to have them. So again, 888-253-3139, or go to prisonplanet.tv. You can see all my videos online, my weekly TV reports, all my best audio interviews, and so much more, prisonplanet.tv. Going back to Colonel Roberts. Colonel, tell us about riflewarrior.com and some of your amazing books.
Well, we started out with a small website several years ago, and it's grown into some kind of a monster now that just consumes part of the Internet, I think. We've got all of our books listed there. I've got the Medusa File, which I think is the number one book that everybody ought to have, every congressman ought to have in his library, and that covers crimes and cover-ups of the U.S. government and goes back from World War II all the way up through TW-800. It's all cases that I've investigated or worked or been involved with or at least written about, and it's a whole compendium of stuff that's interesting. And we have Killzone, A Sniper Looks at Dealey Plaza, that starts with the Kennedy assassination and then goes back in time to the 1700s and follows the power structures up through the ages, all the way through the Vietnam War, and tells you pretty much, you know, follow the money, follow the power, and find out where they're taking us. And all of the other books I've written, the mainstream books, One Shot, One Kill, about American combat snipers. The new follow-on book that came out this last year was Killzone. They wanted to use the same title. Except this is Killzone, America's Combat Snipers from Vietnam to Iraq. And then I've got several other books there that you can scroll down and look through at riflewarrior.com. And I've converted some of these into ebooks, so you can buy them with PayPal right there on the site, and it gets emailed to you in a PDF form, and you can read it, print it out, do whatever you want to do with it. Just don't change it and say I wrote it. So all of that stuff's there. I've got a lot of interesting articles there. A lot of free stuff. My bio's there. Check me out. Find out who I am, where I've been, and where I'm going. And it's just altogether an interesting, fun site to go to.
Well, it certainly is. And, I mean, again, you'd written several best-selling books that weren't about the New World Order, and then you wrote books that were even better than, I would say, your previous books. But, oh, the big publishers wouldn't touch it. So these books deserve to be read, deserve to be seen. They're excellent. You need to have them. Just like my videos, folks. We don't have David Rockefeller out promoting them. By the way, David Rockefeller, in his book that came out 2 years ago, said that he loves communist China, that he wants a world government, that they are going to take our standard of living. I was just reading that a few weeks ago because I've read the quotes online but actually bought the book. I mean, Colonel, I'm sick of it. They say they want to kill us. They call us slaves. Brzezinski calls us slaves. I mean, these are best-selling books. I'm sick of these people. I mean, what do you want to say to cops and folks out there that still don't get it? I mean, folks, cops, you're under attack, too. You want to say something to them, Craig?
Well, yeah, to everybody in general, the people have to realize that when you climb the pyramid and get to the top, what you find out is there's two powers there. There's good and evil, God and Satan. These people are satanic. They're occultic. They're evil. and they want to destroy the planet and rebuild it in the way they want it to be. You know, throw God out, throw good out, throw us out, do whatever they have to do to rebuild it to where they get to be the king and they get to have their little slaves below them, and everything becomes the second world. The first world's reduced to the second world status. The third world, by redistribution of the wealth and education, is brought up to second world status, and they get to run the whole shooting match. And you and I are dinosaurs. And unless we just stand firm, know where our power comes from, and fight against this evil as it sits, they're going to get to the point to where they are able to do that until the second coming. You know, the valley of Armageddon could be the Mississippi River Valley, but it's going to happen. It's going to happen sooner or later. And these people, you know, when they go to the military, when they go to law enforcement, and they tell you, here's your marching orders, this is what we've got to do, go out there and arrest these people who are dissidents, go out there and kick their doors in and take their guns, and you do this and you do that. We, wear the uniforms, have to turn around and say, no, it's not going to happen. You want to try it? You go try it and see what happens. The one thing, folks, the one thing that terrifies the globalists and the entire world and their whole scheme of plans is one thing, and that's called the Second Amendment to the Constitution in the United States. We are the last domino. We are the last ones with a civilian population.
The earth has already fallen.
The rest of the countries are gone. They're gone. They're history. Except the countries full of terrorists, and they're still armed. The bad guys are still armed. The criminals are still armed. They want the good people fighting on the side of right to be disarmed. And until that happens, this country will still exist, but they're going to chip away at it.
They are threatened by liberty and freedom and decency. And, Craig, I don't want to get off into a big discussion of this, but people say, well, if I do this, I'll be in danger. You're in greater danger not fighting this. If people tell me how much courage I've got, I don't have courage. I mean, knowing about this evil and not fighting it, I'd really have to be blindly and dumbly have courage to just stupidly sit here and let this happen. You know, I've gotten threats, you've gotten threats. I've been physically attacked before and told to shut up. But, you know, I just stood back up to them, and it seemed to freak them out. But, lately we've gotten intel about, we even know the names and the people high up in private corporations saying they got to shut me down. We're back live. I don't know exactly when I got cut out, but I'm down here in Austin, Texas. They're up in Minnesota. And the exact thing I was bringing up is something that we don't want to get into too much details on, but the threats, the rest of it, and every time I talk about this, this happens. And we have moles inside their own organizations, and a very high-level group involved in this whole infrastructure, kind of a Merck group, was saying that I've got to be, quote, taken down. And the intel we got was that was both technical and could be physical. And Craig Roberts, you want to? Boy, that is really weird. I started talking about that, and we got cut out, Craig.
As soon as you said they're trying to take me down, we went to squelch. So yeah,
they're just letting us know, aren't they?
Yeah, I think that was a little subtle hint that we're here, we're listening, and yes, it's true. I think that's great. I
wish but that doesn't intimidate us, does it?
Well, I think they ought to do it again because it makes a point. You know, when I wrote the book JFK: The Dead Witnesses, I was working on my book Killzone, and I wanted to interview people who were around the assassination of JFK, and when I started trying to track these people down for primary source interviews, I found out that most of them were dead. Well, then I got curious as to how many and how did they die, and did it have anything to do with the assassination. It turned out a lot of them did, and they died just before they were to testify at one of the three major investigations into the assassination, whether it was the Senate, whether it was the Warren or the other one, just before they would commit suicide, or they would have a one-car accident, or they'd fall off the roof of a building, or, you know, get hacked up by a machete or whatever, and they declared suicide. Bottom line was, the people who lived were the ones who talked, the ones who went public, the ones who stood up, the ones who got their name in the paper, because they became too high profile then. You couldn't go around knocking these people off because it reinforced whatever it was that they had to say.
Well, let me stop. So the answer is, have courage. That's what protects you. But, I mean, let's be specific. Let's talk to these guys out there. And by the way, dummies, we even know your names, okay? So you really need to watch it. You need to look around you, because we've got people right there next to you right now. Understand that. And Craig, I don't even know. Well, you don't want to get Craig's one of them. I won't get into it. The point is that's not some stunt, folks, with the network just cutting off right there. I mean, this deals with ISD lines, satellites. I mean, this is massive, and we know this is going on. But, I mean, Craig, you want to talk directly to these psychopaths, guaranteed to be some type of weirdo New Agers? I mean, you want to talk to them about what's wrong with them?
Well, the issue is...
Go ahead, talk directly to them. Go ahead.
The issue is, you know, when you sit there and you work for a cell someplace that has the marching orders to shut down somebody who's exercising their rights under the First Amendment because they're getting too close to the truth, or because you don't want anybody to hear what they have to say, you're just committing treason. You might as well just roll over and say, I'm the enemy, I'm the bad guy, but that's okay. Devil take me away. That's what's happening. And until you stand up against that and say, I'm not going to be part of this, this is scary. If you want to be a little, you know, mind-controlled robot and push buttons and take people off the air or threaten them, or, like me, put dead animals in my mailbox and leave bullets on my front door, and, you know, I mean, just stuff, stupid things like that. They're too cowardly to come out and face me up front.
But, I mean, their masters call them animals and are horrible. It's not even, don't they love their children? I guess they don't have children.
Well, you know, there are people out there who have no souls. And that's what Marina Oswald said, by the way, in Russia. The reason they got away with a lot of the things they did, they simply had no souls. They were just robots, which, you know. And you mentioned something earlier, and I wanted to go back to that. You said, how can these people sit there and do nothing because they're afraid that something's going to happen to them? And I go back and I look in the 1950s, when I can remember seeing my first concentration camp black and white footage of all these Jews that were lined up at Buchenwald and Treblinka and Auschwitz marching up to be executed in line.
I would fight them. I mean, I would fight those sons of bitches.
Yeah, I mean, what's the deal here? I mean, I was sitting there looking at that going, why is not one of these guys jumping a guard? Why isn't he at least going down
the line? They should all rush, and they do that. Oh, it's incredible.
I know, but that's what we call the cowherd mentality. Follow the person in front, do as you're told, don't make any waves, and maybe, just maybe, you'll get out of it. Or they've absolutely given up. And they say, I'm going to die. That's the way it's supposed to be.
But the incredible thing is, I know some of these globalist minions, and they go get the vaccines. They drink Diet Coke with aspartame. I mean, it's like they just love it. I don't understand it. I mean, they even hurt themselves. I don't understand these people.
Well, a lot of them don't understand what the issue is. They haven't been.
What do they do? Just feed them ADL garbage and then. Just tell them to. I don't understand it.
Well, it's impossible to understand because it makes no rhyme or reason or logic. But they're just out there and they're doing the devil's bidding, and sometimes they wake up and figure it out, but most of the time they don't. There's always,
I guess, it's just
those people.
I mean, doesn't it at certain levels just boil down to criminality? They're mercenaries.
Absolutely, it's evil, it's satanic, it's criminal, and they're involved in it, and they're trying to do what the Bible told us is going to happen, and that it's the bad guy doing it. It's the dragon doing it, and they're helping him. But you couldn't take these people and open a Bible and show it to them. You couldn't show them Bible prophecy. They don't believe in it. They say, well, you know, that's all garbage. So that's just a bunch of people.
Well, that's a big part of it. They think this life is it, and they think they got to get as much as they can now, and Katie barred the door, and they're just pathetic. And they're so unhappy, too, Greg.
Oh, yeah. They have no personal accountability. You know, when I was a kid, they would scare us. If they caught you running in the hall or chewing gum at school, they'd tell you you're going to go burn in hell. Well, that would scare me, and I'd quit chewing gum, and I would quit running in the hall. Today, that doesn't seem to bother anybody anymore because they don't think it exists. So, you know, what do you do?
Let's take a call. Dave in Michigan, thanks for holding, and then we'll talk to Carol and Ian and Tom. Got to hurry. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, what's up, Colonel? And they've got a new form of terror they're marketing up here in Alpena, Michigan next week. They got an emergency drive-through vaccination demonstration where you call up and you make an appointment and drive up in your car, and you can't leave your automobile. You have to stick your arm out the window while they stick a needle in it and give you a flu shot.
Now, is this going to be real vaccine, or is this a practice emergency management deal?
I guess it's real vaccine, but who knows what's in those
files?
And
they admit that the current flu shot doesn't even cover the new avian flu. They admit that on the news, but these idiots still run out to get it.
Well, hey, the best way to get the flu, just like your mother there, is to take the shot, stand in line with a bunch of sick people.
That's just absolutely incredible. But, you know, they're doing this all over the country. They're having emergency management exercises where they have what they call mass inoculation exercise.
They have them at Walmarts.
And they had one here, and what they did is they ran everybody in the local high school through and gave them each a piece of candy instead of a pill, and then they wrote it up as statistics, but it worked. Everybody came.
Yeah, that's what they do at Walmart, is in the parking lot. They give you jelly beans.
Oh, boy.
Anything else they're doing?
Well, you know, they talk about, you know, setting up the military to stop the flu from coming in here. How come they let 300 truckloads of garbage come in here from Canada every day to be dumped in Michigan?
I hear you.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. Thank you for joining us. Let's jam a few final calls in here. I apologize for making you wait forever. We're running out of time. Carol in Ohio. Go ahead, Carol. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm glad the New World Order punks are listening. If we have to, if we run out of guns, we'll use our skillets and our rolling pins. And, Craig, your articles on newswithviews.com are a masterful, concise overview of what's happening. And I just finished printing off 1,000 copies for gun shows and distributions. There are things that people can do out there. And I made Alex, on your good videos, information to get those and stuff. And this is what Americans can do. We don't have Rockefeller behind us, but we've got John Q. Public. And I just want to thank both you and Craig. You're both my favorite people, and God bless you.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. And no, I'd rather have John Q. Public behind me than Rockefeller. Look. I mean, you know the Special Forces model better than I do, Craig. It's that force multiplication. It's the indigenous population is a dynamo that once it gets turned on, it can't be stopped.
Well, you know, the New World Order crowd are a bunch of elitists who live behind walls inside big fancy houses, and they worry about their bank accounts and who's going to be more powerful tomorrow, and they feel surrounded. They feel threatened by us. That's the whole thing. The whole power gig is not because they want to control everything so much as they feel that they are threatened by the rest of the world because we don't want to go along with what they want. And
they're a bunch of control freaks. You're right. Ian in Ontario, then Tom. Ian, go ahead.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
Earlier this week, a woman called describing her opportunity to question Rumsfeld about 70,000 M113 armored personnel carriers pre-positioned in the U.S., I guess, for foreign troops in that future crisis event. Would Colonel Craig Roberts please comment on these pre-positioned assets?
Well, actually, they're not pre-positioned. They're in storage. They're left over from the 80s, and actually they're scheduled to be destroyed because they're scrapped out. The problem is, in the real world, switching horses, those things should be in Baghdad now instead of up-armored Humvees. Those things ought to be going overseas to protect the troops, and they're not. They're sitting over here. A lot of them could be used in a heartbeat. All you got to do is take them out of mothballs. But they weren't pre-positioned here. They've always been here.
Right. Are the Chinese using their Costco shipping network to ship?
Sir, they were caught in 97 shipping in rockets and machine guns. Thanks for
right,
the call.
Right.
Sam in West Virginia, last caller. Go ahead, Sam.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hey, it's a privilege to speak to you, too. Most of what I want to say was I encourage everybody out there to get Craig's book, Medusa File. That book is incredible.
It is a good book. Yeah, I've got it.
It's an incredible book. And I really appreciate what the two of you are doing. And also, I went to the InfoWars and looked for his videos. There's a video that Craig's on that I went to a seminar and sent him in West Virginia here. It's put up by Butch Paul called Exposing the Beast. And I was wondering if you carried that or not.
You know, I mean to carry a lot of other stuff. There's hundreds of things I want to cover, and I'm just so busy working all the time, I never get a chance to end up carrying them on the site. But Craig is in my video, Matrix of Evil, in a speech, part of a speech he gave in Kansas City that we put on. Thanks for the call. We're out of time, Sam. Craig Roberts, thank you for coming on with us today.
Well, let's see everybody over at riflewarrior.com and Prison Plant TV.
You bet, my friend. And you know what? I think we're winning this fight with God's help. I think we really do have them on the run.
Well, I think we've taken first blood. Now we're going to see what they do once we beard the tiger in his den.
All right, take care, my friend. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central Standard Time. Lots of great guests coming on tomorrow. More guests next week. My producer's going hog wild, lining up all these great guests. I want to thank all the affiliates, the sponsors, the listeners, the folks at the network running things, and our friends over there that have been threatening us. God bless you, too. Take care.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Introduce...